afternoon. Today is Friday, January the 3rd, third day of the new year. Join us this afternoon, Eureka City Manager. Lay it on the line, there Mike Knight. Go. Yes.
Eureka Interim City Manager.
No. Yeah, that's like, you know, Merle would always say, interim. I said, no, you've been back long enough. There's no interim in it. You're just polishing off an old badge, man. Oh, challenging week, Kemosabe.
Challenging.
I don't want to meet you next Wednesday under the same situation as we did this last week.
Yeah, it's not exactly how we want to start New Year's.
No. So we'll talk a little bit about perhaps not the specifics, but perhaps what Mike's perspective is of how all the systems work together, or maybe how they didn't work together. We'll find out when we come back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggie of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Mike Knight. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from, well, Marcel Marceau was a mime, wasn't he? So it'd be really tough. However, he did have a quote. Do not the most moving moments in our lives find us all without words? Okay, that's a little self-aggrandizing there, but I think it works. Certainly works for the way a lot of us are feeling right now, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't want to turn into a one-trick pony here because we're going to have the chief on Monday too. But with the scenario, with the way everything was handled systematically by Eureka, by the county, with the death of Father Freed, what kind of Monday morning quarterbacking position do you have on this one? Did everything go pretty much as you drill, as you hope for?
Yeah, and honestly, I'm not going to try a Monday morning quarterback. I'll dance around that a little bit. But, you know, certainly anytime there's something senseless like that in our community, it's absolutely devastating to the family, to the community, and especially in this case, the Catholic Church and their community. You know, I don't have a police background, but I certainly was on scene, and from my perspective, I thought EPD and the EPD responded very well. They sealed off the crime scene very well, took complete control of it. I know our chief committed to throwing all the resources he had available at this issue. He had some excellent detectives working the scene. I thought the chief, actually, I attended several press conferences with him, and I thought he did extremely well and was very professional in the press conferences. And keep in mind, you're trying to do as good as you can on something that, you know, all of us, if we really tried hard, could maybe shoot holes in it. But I thought they did an excellent job. And, you know, for whatever reason, someone committed this, you know, horrible crime. And, you know, no one had the foresight to predict that. But I think on the backside, I'm really happy that his family stepped forward and made contact with EPD. And I'm really happy that he is now in custody. And, you know, I know everyone would like to know why, and I don't know if we'll ever find out, but it's certainly devastating to all of us.
The Monday Monday morning quarterbacking reference wasn't to second guess, just to step back a day later and say, okay, did we do well?
You know, from my perspective, again, I don't have a police background, but I thought they did extremely well. I was actually proud standing and watching them take control of the scene and, you know, control of the evidence and keep people away and handle the media. I was very proud, actually, as a citizen or a city employee, either way.
Obviously, this is your first major. Were you impressed how things kind of worked, I would say, independent of you?
Oh, absolutely. No, Chief was in complete control, and he had a lot of resources to help him, but absolutely. You know, what I really liked, though, he did keep me informed, and then we were able to keep our bosses, the city council and the mayor, informed, because that's a real hard one for them if they hear it from the media instead of from their staff. And so I know the chief was driving to the scene, the detectives were en route, and he was letting me know so that I could let the council know. And so I think he managed it from the beginning till, you know, now very well.
What was the reaction from the council? I saw Mike Newman, one of the city council members, was there. Frank Yeager, the mayor, was involved, as we talked about it earlier. You know, Father Eric was a buddy of Frank's. Did the city council, I guess in these situations, did they do what they're supposed to do? Kind of just pay attention and stay out of the way?
Yes, actually they do, and also provide support too. And you could see him standing up there with the chief at the press conference. But, you know, I think it was really hard for this council. Several of them have law enforcement background. Mayor Yeager was very, very close to this gentleman and adored him, so it was devastating for him. Council member Cherubellini also you know, was very upset over this. And ex-council member Lance Mattson was very close. So a lot of our council were very close to this person, so it was really hard for them to see this unfold. And for a little while, of course, we didn't know for sure that it was him. So I think there was a lot of people. Of course, you don't want anybody to be hurt, but I know the mayor was hoping it wasn't Father Fried.
In that kind of a scenario, Mike, do you hope that the council just kind of gets information through the proper channels and doesn't try to insert themselves too much?
You know, and they don't really do that, but they do rely on us. I mean, if we were slow in getting it to them, then you know, I'd go get the information myself too if I was them. So, but they do rely on us to keep them informed.
KINS News and Information Times 319.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. If you've never been to Eureka's Sequoia Park Zoo, or haven't in a long time, you're in for a treat. Eureka is one of the smallest cities in the nation to have a zoo, and quite a zoo it is. It's among the redwood trees and specializes in a variety of small animals. Many exhibits have been updated, with more on the way. A big favorite is the red panda family. If you think of pandas as black and white, big, and chewing on bamboo, think again. Red pandas are small with reddish coats and white faces. Watch them scamper on their trees. The pink flamingo flock will dazzle you as you pass their pond. There are many more zoo pleasures awaiting young and old alike. There's a cafe and gift shop, too. On Wednesdays, all visitors come in at half price. For days and hours, see their website, sequoiaparkzoo.net. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times, 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Mike Knight, he says interim, I don't say interim, city manager for Eureka. So, Mike, what's next with this situation? I mean, are there things that you're going to incorporate from the experiences of this past week into your protocol? Or is this just experience, and as ugly and as rough as it is to get this experience, it's now etched, and you're now going to be more prepared for whatever the next thing is that's extraordinary?
Yeah, and I guess I'd like to start off with, first, it's very hard to prepare for such a random act of violence, no matter how good you are. And I would say, especially with our fire and police, and we do it at all levels of city government, but with our fire and police, especially after every event, they're always debriefing and, you know, talking about the things that they did very well, which I think they'll have a lot to talk about, and the things that maybe they could do better. But, you know, that's standard for police and fire and other units of the city. But certainly that debriefing will take place. And if there's lessons learned, then there's lessons learned. But again, a random act of violence like this, that's hard to get out.
I wouldn't imagine, in being Catholic, I'm not sure the structures of the other religions. Is there a place to have a better relationship with the bishop, with the diocese? And there are three Catholic churches, and I guess Myrtletown's close enough to be called Eureka for most of us, mm-hmm. In the area, to have not this kind of relationship, but one that's just a kind of an ongoing one, so you've got his phone number, he's got your phone number, in case things are going on, or just to kind of touch in a couple sure. times during the year?
Well, I think that's a really good point, actually, because you know, we can always do a little bit better at what we do. And I know from the city perspective, we try and interact with our regional partners, the city schools in Humboldt County. And, you know, certainly having better contact with some of the religions, you know, you have to separate that at some level, but having that improved comment.
I mean, something like, I mean, that's...
Well, I mean, as far as, you know, having
that... Of course, now, wait a minute. Somebody sued because Frank decided to have a morning prayer breakfast, too, so...
That's true, but the point is, I think communication's always good, and we can always do better, and certainly that's a good point.
Are the relationships strong? Not strong, that's the wrong word. Familial with a lot of the regional folks, whether it's in the religious community or governmental community, or just maybe, you know, even broader, major employers in the region and things like that, that are just not, we're not trying to get you to come to town, and we're not trying to get you to donate for this, but just an ongoing, just, hi, how you doing?
Sure.
Checking in because you're a major player in the area, and we want to be sure that, you know, we're not causing any problems.
Yes, I think you got a lot of good points today, Brian, but I think that is...
That's two.
That is a good one.
Well, I have maxed out for my week, so...
Yeah. No, I think that is good. You know, we focus a lot of our relationship building with our other regional partners, including the Harbor District, and why I will say I think sometimes we have a great relationship. There's still chatter out and about that maybe the relationships aren't as good as I think they are. But I think the more we interact, the better we are. And I know that's one thing in the council visioning, which it's a nice segue, by the way, is, you know, kind of a business-friendly atmosphere and permitting system. And it's all about business outreach. You know, even if you just go make contact and find out if there's anything we can do to assist. And another visioning priority for the council is developing an economic development plan. So I think that gets around what you're talking about, is just interacting more and trying to make ourselves available if we can, and how can we help if we can.
Yeah, I guess almost thinking about the other guy. I mean,
yes.
Really simplistic, I know, but yeah, in this kind of a scenario, you know, and hopefully none of us are going to have to experience something like this, but there'll be something else, something
sure.
weird. I mean, it seems like we're good for one of those every 3 or 4 years. He's kind of, everybody stands around, scratches their head and goes, what? And why here? Is there the why here that's going to be played out with this scenario?
You know, I think we will be playing out a lot of different why here's and, you know, why did it happen? Because it's just, you know, it's so hard for everyone to fathom that something like this would happen. So certainly I know I would jump to why here, why in Eureka, why now?
So as we hear some of the national press about some of the other things, not the weather, obviously,
sure.
but or the train blow-ups or things along those lines. But some of the cultural things that seem to be changing, the schools, obviously, that seems to be a big one at this point. That kind of stuff. Is there, they say you can't predict. They say you don't know. However, I would think that if you're not operating in a vacuum, you can see some of these goofy things going on throughout the country and maybe do a little something locally or anticipate a little something. Just ignoring it just doesn't seem to be the way to go anymore.
No, it certainly doesn't. And that is probably one of the reasons why we're trying to build we have a good relationship with the school district, and we want to continue those conversations. And I think that's where it starts. In fact, I'll tell you a little funny story, if it's okay. So, sitting in a council meeting last Tuesday night, and I got a text, which we're not supposed to look at that when we're in the council meeting, but I got a text from my wife that our neighbor's house got ransacked and broken into. And it was because of an alert neighbor across the street, Sean, who called the police. The police responded very quickly, and they apprehended a 17-year-old and an 18-year-old with all the possessions that they took from the house. But I remember, and I better not say that. I remembered, I left my back door. So I think that was a good example. And the first thing my wife said was, that's real good that they were caught at a young age, because maybe that'll change their behavior. So I think that's the thread I was trying to work my way. Cumbersome too.
Obviously you're not Catholic, and this is not a confessional. I just want to be sure that you know that I have no caller. KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:31.
A decade of difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live in the Arcata High School Career and College Center. Do you have life and work experiences that could be of benefit to our local youth? We're recruiting community members to mentor and share ideas with our middle and high school students. Please call me at 839-5114 for more information. The decade of difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with interim city manager for Eureka, Mike Knight. Mike, as you look into the future and where you want the city to go, and you can't hide behind the blind of the city council. Well, you're in front. You're taking the arrows. I've almost said breaking wind because I'm not sure what it is when you're out on the point, but. Mm-hmm. That analogy can be used multiple ways, so I'll just kind of let it lie there. There are certain things that you see that you want to do, certain things that you see that you may not want to do, but you got to do. In the next 3 to 6 months, what are some of those things that are out there, either lessons learned from this past week, or in the next little bit as you're in this budget cycle, that you go, we really need to do something about this, or make an adjustment about that, or protocol here, or communication there. Are there some of those types of things that are on your checkoff list right now?
Well, I know you don't want me to hide behind the city council, but they have done a significant amount of visioning to set their priorities. But it wasn't just city council, though, because all the department heads were in on that, so it was a collaboration of minds that developed those priorities. And so certainly once it's adopted by the council, that's where the staff has to concentrate their efforts. And certainly it's a living document, though, so we do plan to revisit the visioning document in March. And, look at what we've accomplished, what we still have in front of us, and then and fine-tune it and, make changes. And there are ideas that are coming up, but there's a lot of good stuff on the plate, and a lot of it has to do with jobs, public safety, a gateway at South Eureka to kind of calm traffic as you head in towards Kmart.
How about calming minds? Coming into town.
That would be good.
Okay, where I'm talking. Okay.
So, I think we're trying to provide a good quality of life here, and there's a lot of staff vested in that. And our Parks and Recreation Department just put out a brand new brochure
that includes parks, recreation, the marina, and all of our trail system and our trail efforts. They amaze me at all the classes they have for kids to go down there and recreate and do something other than roam around. So I think the council has set a lot of good goals for us, and we just need to stay focused on it. And they really want us to be as business friendly as possible. You know, we still have to enforce the codes, but help people through the process. And the general plan update's that's an opportunity for the community to get involved.
Oh, yeah, like we haven't heard that one before.
I just hope we're not talking about it, 10 years from now.
Yeah, 15, 18, 20, whatever, yeah. Holy Toledo. Now, that starts this coming year?
Yes, it does, and we're hoping, knock on wood, 2.5 years, but, 3 years would be good. But it's going to be a good opportunity.
Maybe maybe the county's got a template you can borrow.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
No, they actually do have they have great information, and I know it's a bigger area for them to work on.
After a year or two of being on this thing, you'll learn, don't necessarily respond to what I say. is there a concern, Mike, about public safety? No. Is there an increased concern about public safety? With the randomness of the crime against Father Fried, with the visible signs of strangeness, uniqueness, weirdness, whatever you want to call it, uncomfortableness, et cetera, in the city of Eureka that hasn't existed historically. Do you have things? I know the council wouldn't have it on their visioning because that isn't something you think about, but on a day-to-day basis, that's something that you're dealing with, department heads are dealing with, the community is dealing with, folks who work in Eureka and live outside are dealing with. I mean, it's kind of like the elephant in the center of the room, to use mm-hmm. that often used analogy. Do people feel safe in Eureka?
Well, I think that would be a mixed response on that one, because certainly some people don't feel as safe as they want to. I know, believe it or not, we talk almost weekly on the issues, downtown and, along the waterfront and, in the gulches. We talk about those issues weekly, and we're trying to find positive ways to get out there and provide more resources if possible. So there's a lot of conversations going on, but it is a hard thing to get at, but we're going to focus our energy on it. And certainly council's made a commitment to public safety, 74% of our general fund budget. So we try and do as much as we can to make people feel as safe as they can. And a lot of neighborhood watch meetings, that's getting a lot of motivation nowadays. We've been to several neighborhood watch meetings in the last couple of weeks, and neighbors are getting together. Just the example that I gave you with my neighbor seeing someone breaking into my other neighbor's house, someone being attentive. So I think the neighbors getting together, the neighborhoods getting together is a very good thing, and we have a great support at Eureka Police Department for that.
And to be fair, we haven't had many issues that has been talked about in the parks. Haven't had many in the zoo, the duck pond. I mean, there was a little bit this summer around the duck pond that was there. But as the community forest concept continues to percolate, and the concept of having trails all over the county, or all over the city rather, continues to grow, there are more opportunities for more hooliganism. How's that for an old word?
I remember that word.
The safety component or element has got to be part of that. Mm-hmm. But how far do you stretch the city police? I mean, they can't be everywhere all the time. And if we are, in fact, getting more and more of these folks, and we are having more and more places for this element of the community to be able to ply their trade, I would think at some point you say, hey, wait a minute, we're going in the wrong direction here. Nice idea, but we can't risk it.
And almost any time we build something new, We always bring police and fire into the mix early on in the planning stages because we are cognizant about you need the resources to support it once you build it. So we bring them in and we make sure they have the access that they need. So why we are talking about the community forest, and that's a really good conversation. It's a priority for the city council. You know, I walked back through there once we started talking about this, and those trails and roads are already there. What I like about the trails, and it doesn't always work, but what I like about the trails is you get more eyes and ears in some of these places and people with cell phones, and it's just not as inviting for some people as it might be for others. And, you know, I'm sure I could argue the other side of that too, but, you know, I'm a believer in, you know, if you can provide the access and you think about the maintenance commitment and the public safety commitment and you're all on board that you can actually take care of it, then I think it's good for our community.
KINS, News and Information Times, 344. We'll be back with more from Mike Knight.
Sacred Heart Church invites you to join us every Sunday for our liturgical celebrations. Saturday, 4 p.m. Confessions, 5 p.m. Sunday's Vigil Mass, 7 p.m. Spanish Mass, and on Sundays, 9:30 Morning Mass and 12:30 Spanish Mass. Come and celebrate with us.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 347, final couple of minutes of what's turned out to be a really long week. Mike Knight's alongside. Mike, as you are anticipating the budget cycle, you're anticipating some of the different challenges. I'm sure there's going to be lingering comments about things over the next couple of months about how the whole situation around father's death was handled, wasn't handled, attaboys, kicks in the butt, all that kind of stuff. Are there opportunities that the city will look to incorporate the financial side of things as well as some of the cultural things and say, this is something we want to do? It may not pencil out, but the community really benefits. And on the flip side, say, you know, this costs too much monetarily and culturally as well. This is something that we don't want to do anymore. Or maybe we can pay for it, but we don't want to because look at the repercussions that happens because of that.
Can you give me an example?
Well, I'm thinking countywide. I got a whole bunch of them, okay. But I don't want to pick on them because Virginia didn't show up this morning to record. But, I mean, you think it's a new park, okay, or a new park program. What are the pluses? What are the minuses? What are the dollars? What is the real positive impact?
Sure.
And conversely, are we setting ourselves up for an issue? Sure. How about new bathrooms at Sequoia, at the Duck Pond, down low? Okay, would that be a plus? Would that be a minus?
Well, they'd have to be very vandal-proof. And it could be a plus for those people that really need it, and probably a minus when they're used by others that don't need it quite as bad.
So you guys do a 360 analysis of these things?
Restrooms are really a tough, tough issue because I think they're very well needed. I think they work well and good in a lot of other communities, and they have worked well here, but you know, I'm surprised at the damage and what people can do in one of our public restrooms that stay open, you know, for long hours. I've seen just fixtures ripped off the walls. So, you know, we need to provide the facility, but this is one where you really have to be able to maintain it at the same time too. So they're getting more bulletproof restrooms out there all the time, and I think the ones that we had dropped in at the trailhead at Truesdale are holding up really good, and they may be an example of something that can hold up.
Well, time will tell.
Yeah. But I'd like to think, you know, to answer your question, I'd like to think that, yes, at the budget time, we do deal with those kinds of issues and talk with council.
Thanks for coming by.
You bet you. Thank you.
Enjoy next week better.
Okay.
All right.
That was a tough start.
Yes. Join us Monday afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hugs when you love. See you tomorrow morning.